Elephants are iconic Republican, so having local artists adorn, embellish, and festoon fiberglass elephant statues was a natural for an RNC public art project.
I saw a picture of it in the paper, and they said that they were going to be delivered to artists in the area, and they had to get a sponsor.
Clearwater glass mosaic artist Carol Habercorn wanted to be part of the Pachyderm Parade, too.
And I thought, oh, I got bypassed. So I called Jay Gould up, and he was the director of the Outdoor Arts Foundation. And I said, Jay, I'd like to do an elephant. Could I do it? Well, he called me a couple days later and says, Carol, you've got an elephant.
But that gave Habercorn less than 2 weeks to create her 70-pound vision.
I did not want to go with red, white, and blue. I thought it was going to be a cliche. Though I did put one part, red, white, and blue, on the foot. And they're blue stars, white background, and red hearts.
Her homage to the flag is on the bottom front foot of her elephant relief sculpture. Its trunk is decorated with multicolored ceramic roses. Mosaic swirls of black and gray glass tiles accent the elephant's ears and hindquarters, and its massive legs are covered in shades of blue. The crowning feature, shards of a broken decorative vase atop the elephant's head.
What I did was what I always do. I like to make it colorful, innovative, fun, and I want comments. I want people to look at it and say yay or nay or whatever. I thought, like Ybor, the colorfulness of our area, of our artists. We have wonderful artists.
29 of those artists joined the Herd of Tampa Bay Art Project, but others went a less traditional path, creating art for the August 2012 Cuban Sandwich Show in Ybor City. And if elephants represent Republicans in the animal kingdom, it's fair to say manatees represent Florida.
These guys are the original inhabitants of this area, and I was hoping that people would see this and remember that it's not just us here, and part of our mission is to take care of these beautiful creatures.
Stuart Kincaid mainly works with music and performance art, but for this show, he produced a video.
This is a film of manatees on the Hillsborough River, a film from a kayak. And this presentation here, they're being projected onto a sand screen. You get the impression that when you sit down and look at it, that they're right there with you in the water, pretty much.
Manatees appear below rippling water, as if swimming inside a pool of white sand framed by bricks on the studio floor. It's quintessential Tampa, says David Audette, artist and show curator.
We just had a kid jump into it. I'm joking about we need to put a no diving right next to this piece because it really looks real. To me, that's one of my favorite pieces. It's making a statement without saying anything at all, except you're looking into the river. It's reflecting the sky, the trees, and then up emerges this amazing creature, and it comes right at you, and then it fades away. And that's one of the greatest things I love about Tampa.
Art that represents Tampa is the only criteria to be part of Audette's Tampa Cuban Sandwich Show. And that's his genius, says Louis Guittardi, who created the blog Art Taco.
What gives the city identity is not the corporate crap. You know, I'm sorry to say it, but wow, it's not the stadium. It's not the Bucks. You know, we actually existed before that. This is who we are. And the history is wonderful and colorful, and we have much to be proud of.
And the Tampa Bay area can add hosting the RNC to that list, which seems appropriate, since the elephant is considered the manatee's closest living relative, according to the Florida Wildlife website. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.